Cups of Tea Reader's Chair by Megan Nelson. Almost every day we make promises to the people around us. We sometimes make them without thinking, and sometimes we don't keep them. Greg Mortensen, on the other hand, knows how to keep a promise. In Three Cups of Tea by Greg Mortensen and David Oliver Rellen, adapted by Sarah Thompson, Greg is a man who has just lost his sister, Krista. In her memory, he attempts to climb the second highest mountain in the world, K2. When he does not succeed, he comes upon a small village in Pakistan. He falls in love with their people and especially the kids. He then promises to build them a school. Greg Mortensen, the main character of this book, has not had it easy. His father passed away in 1980 of cancer, and later in 1992, his younger sister passed away from epilepsy. Greg has become a better person from it all, though. He is an extremely kind and caring person who always keeps his word. Throughout the book, Greg spends most of his time, energy, and money on building schools for the less fortunate children in the Middle East. His deepest motivation is his sister, Krista. When he does not reach the top of the mountain, he realizes there are better ways he can honor her memory. Looking at the mountains he'd come halfway around the world to climb, Greg suddenly felt that reaching the summit of K2 to place a necklace there wasn't really important. He could do something much better than that to honor his sister, Krista. He put his hands on Hahi Ai's shoulders. "I will build you a school," he said. "I promise." In this passage from page 18, Greg decides that building a school for the people in the small town of Korf would be a perfect way to remember Krista. In this story, Greg comes upon many problems on the path to building a school. For most of the story, one of Greg's main problems is being able to find the money to get the goods for the school and having them transported. Later, Greg starts to deal with many problems having to do with safety. The Middle East was not a safe place to be at the time Greg wanted to build a school, but he risked it for the children who desperately needed a place to learn. The main problem in the story for Greg is all the challenges he comes across and needs to overcome in order to build the schools. Cheaply as possible, saving all his money for the school and the trip he hoped to make back to Korf. Instead of renting an apartment, he kept everything he owned in a small storage place. He slept in his car, wrapped in the sleeping bag that kept him warm on K2, and he kept thinking of what he could do to make the school happen. This passage is from page 29 of Three Cups of Tea. Greg faces many challenges and problems, such as this one, while on his way to building a school. In my opinion, I thought this was a very good book. It was all a true story, so it became even more inspirational. This was the Young Readers edition, which I thought was good, but a little easy. Overall, it was very well written. It did skip around a bit in Greg's life, which was a little confusing, but the timeline in the back of the book helped. I really enjoyed reading this book.